Alexandria,
Alexandria,
Alexandria, Nova
Podcast.
Welcome to Alexandria Nova Podcast, the one and only podcast that will answer all the big questions of theatre. Every Sunday morning at exactly 3 a.m. Central European Time, one question will be posed to the Alexandria Nova community, giving them 1 week to respond by sending a voice message, sound file, or any other form of audio communication. Lean back and enjoy. If you have any questions burning on your soul, resting on the tip of your tongue, don't hesitate to let us know. Please find our contact information at www.alexandrianova.eu.
This week's question is, how will theatre look like in times of climate change?
How will theatre look like in times of climate change? And I thought this weekend that time is such a factor when it comes to climate change. So I wonder if time, what is time in theatre? Maybe we have, or we could think about performances or plays that are not based on a 1 to 4 hours level, but performances that enduring over a period of time, where you go and see the change with the time. Or is it the opposite, that a performance is really quick because the climate change is quick and slow in the same time from a human perspective?
It is clear to all that if we do not do what is necessary quickly enough about climate change, it will require increasing coercive measures that will more and more resemble those of a dictatorship. If it comes to that, then this dictatorship will decide on the form of a theater. In this case, it would probably not be hoped that there would be theater again, which would cannibalistically turn this official theater into its opposite. If we talk about theater up to this point, and about a theater that sees itself as responsible that the point described can still be avoided, then the political task is that we operate in the shortest possible time, in the greatest possible global societal unity. For this, we must leave our echo chambers. The forms should not be defined by exclusion mechanisms, but by formal affirmations mechanisms. Not polarization, but a positive understanding of a popular theater is the order of the day. Every bridge of understanding is to be sought. Not the question of who speaks for whom or themselves, but how do we give ourselves the signal that each and everyone is meant. No one should speak for anyone else, and no one should speak only for themselves. The attitude should be that I trust everyone to understand, and that I consider everyone worthy of becoming part of the community through understanding, and that everyone feels that they are meant. A community that has a common problem.
Alexandria,
Alexandria,
Alexandria.